Good morning, Greta. Well, it's nice to be together with you today instead of David. You know, David's out of town. I don't know if you knew that David is, he has a second career in musical theater.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
He's out doing a production of Kiss Me, Kate this week. And so he's tuning his pipes up for that. In the meantime, you and I can kind of struggle through Friday morning here, but this is going to be kind of fun. I guess a lot of this stuff we're talking about is still going to be kind of new to you because you haven't been in Asheville that long. Did you know that Asheville has a big Greek population?
You know, I have heard about this. I'm super excited for this weekend.
Well, it's the Asheville Greek Festival, which is really one of my favorite festivals that happen Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church on Cumberland Avenue. It's really about food. It's about baklava and spanakopita and pasticcio and all the Greek treats that you can get over there. They also have some dancing, some music, some crafts. There's always a market where you can buy Greek olive oil, best in town. And so, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, get on down there, stock up, eat all you want.
Sounds like a pretty good thing to do.
Okay, well, beyond food this weekend, I also should mention it, it's the Asheville Quilt Show was going on this weekend, too, out at the Ag Center. Now, you probably don't need a quilt. Maybe you brought one with you when you came to Asheville, but it does get a little chilly in the wintertime around here sometimes. So, and go out there to the Ag Center this weekend and check that out, too. Okay. Now, on to the theater, and there is a lot of live theater going on. Sherlock Holmes Returns at Parkway Playhouse. Brand new Sherlock Holmes show written by Jeff Messer of Asheville.
Nice.
And that's at the Parkway Playhouse on Green Mountain Drive in Burnsville, about 40, 45-minute drive from Asheville. Very leisurely drive up through there. Stalking the Boogeyman. Now, I went to see this over at North Carolina Stage Company. Really tense little thriller about this journalist from Alaska.
He sure is.
And he's stalking this guy, chasing this guy who abused him as a little boy. And brilliant acting over there. Just a great show.
Really pretty intense little piece of theater, too.
So don't go thinking this is going to be funny because it's not. It's pretty serious stuff, but it's a great piece of work that they're doing at North Carolina Stage. Asheville Playback Theater is opening its season up, too, this weekend. And that's at 7 p.m. Saturday at Unitarian Universalist Church on Montreat Road in Black Mountain. And basically, Asheville Playback Theater, you go and you tell a story, and the audience offers up stories. The actors will play them back, improv them on stage. So that's fun. And also, Annie Get Your Gun over at Asheville Community Theater. Now, if you're wanting to go for the laughs and the fun, the music, the song, the mirth, and the merriment, Annie Get Your Gun at Asheville Community Theater. That's a good show to go see as well. If you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Scene, our entertainment and culinary magazine, in the Asheville Citizen Times, in boxes, in stands, and online at AshevilleScene.com. Now, that's my little plug for my employer.
You're good at that plug, man.
Well, I try. Yeah, there's a great band playing tonight out at Highland Brewing Company. Delta Moon is playing out there. Atlanta Blues Rockers, they've been here many times. One of the guys who leads that group, Tom Gray, wrote a little song called Money Changes Everything, recorded by Cyndi Lauper some years ago. Had a whole nother career as a rocker in Atlanta in the 1980s, so I used to see him down there. So that's a good show tonight. Delta Moon, free, doesn't cost anything to go see that. Ani DiFranco, you do have to pay to see Ani DiFranco. It's $35 advance, $38 at the door. Ani has been here a number of times. It's been a while since we've seen her. That's on Saturday night. And Roy Bookbinder on Saturday night out at White Horse Black Mountain in Black Mountain, blues legend and storyteller. Also on Saturday, John Cobb and Christopher Tavernier doing a benefit concert to raise money for breast cancer awareness, 7 p.m. Saturday at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place on Pack Square. A couple of other musical notes, too. Tonight, Friday night, Shake Your Booty with Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. Got a new CD out, and they're playing at the Orange Peel.
You know, I got to say, I was just looking forward to hearing you say Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band.
Well, now you've heard it. Did you live up to the expectations?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. One other thing on Saturday you can do, too, is band swap over at the Grey Eagle Music Hall on Clingman Avenue in Asheville. Asheville and Fort Collins, Colorado, connected by beer and the New Belgium Brewing Company, swapping bands. And so the Yawpers from Fort Collins are coming here and playing with the Enlightened Rogues of Asheville. Then the Enlightened Rogues head out to Fort Collins. Now, finally, brings us around to the movies. And I actually have seen a really good movie you can go see this weekend, Enough Said. And it's playing over at the Fine Arts and at the Carolina, James Gandolfini, his last really big, juicy performance, and with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, about a story about a woman who connects, these two people actually, they connect, divorcees connect, and there's a little secret that becomes obvious as this movie goes along that complicates the relationship. Tremendous performance by James Gandolfini. It just will break your heart to think that he's gone now.
Yeah, I heard it's really heartfelt. He's pretty different from his typical Tony Soprano kind of character.
Absolutely.
Right?
Just a wonderful, wonderful film. The other movies this weekend, and I know you're looking forward to seeing Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Heck yeah.
Rush. Ron Howard directed this high-octane story about racing rivals in the 1970s. Two more movies, Salinger documentary.
A lot of buzz
author,
on that one.
And Storm Surfers 3D, which is actually getting some pretty good reviews. You can see that at the Carolina Asheville. And that concludes my little list of things to go through today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tony. You stay out of trouble.
I'll try to. So long, everybody.